Tomorrow, we will be at Big Iron, broadcasting from the Legacy Seeds booth, as we have done for so many years. And Big Iron is a gathering at the Red River Valley Fairgrounds. It takes place the week following, it's like, 8 days after Labor Day. And Brian Schultz, General Manager, Red River Valley Fair, are you with us, Brian?
I'm with you.
Yeah, righty. All righty. Busy at the Big Iron office today.
Oh, absolutely. All the lines are ringing. The walkie-talkies are going crazy, but we're bringing them in.
And the countdown clock is on. What are we now?
You know, it says 20 hours, but I think that must be off a little bit, but we're pretty close. You know, 20 hours, 42 minutes, and 27 seconds.
All right, and we'll be there in about 18 hours, ready to go. And I guess this 'twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, you got everybody.
It was crazy. That's what was happening.
Yeah. All the big stuff is, the big iron is backed into place, I would assume, at this point.
You know, it is getting close. The staff worked pretty hard this weekend, you know, Saturday and Sunday, loading in people. And then right away at a little before 8, they had their forklifts and they had the tractors and they had everything going. And I'm looking out my window right now and we got food booths setting up and we've got a lot of big iron out here.
Wonderful. All right. Well, that's just part of it. I see U.S. Senator, North Dakota U.S. Senator Heidi Heitkamp will also be there tomorrow for a little meet and greet.
Yes, absolutely. And I believe that's at like 9:30 tomorrow in the Issues and Events Center. And I believe following that at 11:30, we have U.S. Senator John Hogan there also.
All right. Very good. So the senators who are on the Ag Committee that will be hammering out a farm bill in conference committee are going to be there. So I guess farmers could be there and express their sentiments.
Absolutely. And kind of sandwiched right between them is the USDA Undersecretary Bill Northey is going to be here to talk about what's going on within the USDA as well.
Wow. So this is not just come and order your seed and take a look at the latest technology and tillage equipment. There's a lot of issues and policy and great learning there.
Oh, most definitely. And that's something that, you know, we've been working on for the last 10, 11 years. The Issues and Events Center was something that was started right before I started back in 2007, I believe, is the first year that they had done it. And it was an opportunity for people to come in and you know, learn about the market outlooks, land value seminars, the weather outlooks and stuff like that. And it has turned into be a huge draw for what happens out here at the Big Iron Farm Show.
And I like that it's moved from a tent to a building. So a tip of the hat for that.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, all right. Okay, so, but back to the iron. Man, the latest technology, whether it's seed or tillage or seeding equipment and the big stuff and the little stuff, it's all there.
It is, yeah. You know, we're very proud of what Emily, our Big Iron coordinator, does with this show. As we've talked in previous conversations, we're pretty selective who we let into our grounds because we want to make sure that it has something to do with agriculture and it also has something to do with farming and ranching. And so, you know, when you start looking at the pots and pans and things like that, there's other locations that we can do that during the fair and other things. We really want to make sure that it is ag-related. And we understand that every farmer needs to eat, every farmer needs to go to the bathroom, and every farmer needs to shower. But, you know, there are certain things that we kind of say, well, yeah, that might not fit with our show.
All right. And very appropriately. Well, and then you got the waiting list. So, I mean, there are farm companies, what do they call them? Short line guys. Yes. Who are there. They're just standing in line to be part of the show.
Most definitely. And, you know, this year, I won't lie, we went through a lot of companies this year. We had about 40 companies that said, you know, we just don't think we've got the manpower or with the economy, we're just not going to be able to make it to the show. You know, we've been in the show probably since its inception, but we can't make it this year. We're going to have to give up our booth and let somebody else in it. And Emily was able to fill every booth. I mean, obviously tomorrow, I'm sure we'll have a few people that didn't show. But it's just one of those things, you know, we're very proud of that, having a full show every year and still keeping people on a waiting list.
So what you're saying is that for the folks who go to Big Iron almost every year or they're this year might be saying, well, same people are going. It's not true. There's going to be about 40 brand new businesses there to talk to.
And you know, that number 40 equates to quite a big number, too, because we have over 600 vendors that come out here to the Big Iron Show. But that equates to over 900 booth spaces. So we can have some of these parent companies that are coming in, and they might have four or five different booths within the grounds. So you have one vendor that might have four or five booths, or you have some of these vendors that have 8 to 10 booths just to showcase what they have to offer. So, like I said, we're well over 900 booths within the Big Iron Show.
Sure. And then there's Case with their own building. And in the Showlander Pavilion, you've got just two or three big manufacturers with all their stuff.
Actually, the Showlander is strictly John Deere.
All right.
The Horse Arena, we've got AGCO and we've got New Holland. And then over on the South Lot, we have Butler. We've got a lot of the big names that are out here, and they take up a lot of space, and we appreciate all that they do to help draw in people coming into our show.
And those big companies you mentioned, they all have new stuff that they sure want everybody to take a look at.
Absolutely. And, you know, in the past, they were willing to share with us what their new stuff is, but recently they've said, you know what, we want to be the one that's going to announce it. So they're doing their own press releases, and they said, you'll find out what everybody else does. Or if we do know, they've asked us to not say anything because they're going to put the word out. So, I mean, a lot of that happens right here at the Big Iron Farm Show.
Right on. And as you mentioned, farmers need to shower. They do need to eat. So hopefully they'll take care of the former before they get there. But as far as the latter, what do you have for food vendors there?
Oh, well, you know, if you come hungry in the morning, 7:30 to 10:30, Cass County Farm Bureau is sponsoring the pancake seed. We've got the Mr. Pancake again this year that flips pancakes, and he'll flip them across the room if you want to go for like a long pass. So it's a suggested $5 donation. All that money goes back into the Red River Valley Fair's Ag Education Center. We want to thank Farm Bureau. We also have, I think Judy told me there were 17 food vendors. I see ribeye sandwiches, pork chops on a stick, root beer, barbecue, corn dogs, Indian tacos, hot dog. I mean, we have it all. Come hungry, and you know, jump on the tram. First, take a tour around the ground, see what you need to see, and then you can make your stop and buy your stuff. Jump back on the tram, stop at one of the food vendors, have some lunch. 9 to 5 Tuesday, 9 to 5 Wednesday, and 9 to 4 on Thursday.
With 14 to 17 different food vendors and the pancake breakfast, you could eat three times a day and never eat at the same place during the three-day show.
Absolutely. and a lot of booths have little snacks at their booths. Like John Deere has, they ordered 35 cases, over 800 pounds of peanuts for the show. So great place to stop in, look at one of their pieces of equipment, or even as small as a new riding lawnmower, have some peanuts, talk to the people there, or, you know, a lot of booths of peanuts and popcorn and stuff like that.
Right on, like North Dakota Corn. They always have that great corn popper going all the time, just around the corner from me. I go over there 2-3 times a day. So.
And Midwest Dairy, you know, they've always got those awesome malts, chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry. You can't go wrong there.
I asked my wife for a $10 bill just to make sure I can get one a day. So
there you go.
And she said yes this year, so I'm real happy.
You must have been a good kid.
I was okay this year. So, all right, Brian, the hours for Big Iron the next 3 days.
Okay, we start off tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. And, you know, tomorrow is 9/11, so we will be doing a special tribute to those over 3,000 people that died at the 9/11 incident, and recognizing our first responders. And we've got some special individuals singing the national anthem. So that's from 9 to 5 tomorrow, 9 to 5 on Wednesday, and 9 to 4 on Thursday.
Gotcha. All righty, Brian Schultz, Red River Valley Fair, and Big Iron tomorrow through Thursday. Golly, this is going to be fun. We'll see you tomorrow, Brian.
Thank you. You have a great day.
Yep. Talk to you then. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye now.